Support for WAMU comes from DC Senses. The census benefits your city, community, and family while funding kids' education, breakfast, and lunch, and helps everyone have access to food. dccensus2020.dc.gov. You matter. Get counted.
Virginia and D.C. extended emergency orders earlier this week. Officials say widespread testing for the coronavirus is one of the keys to reopening businesses. But testing supplies have been limited, with tight criteria for who can get a test. WAMU's Daniela Cheslow found one private clinic where testing could be a little more accessible if you can pay for it.
Dr. Ida Bergstrom runs Farragut Medical and Travel Care in downtown D.C. She offers two tests for the coronavirus. The first one uses a swab up your nose to see if you currently have COVID-19. Bergstrom says back in March, she called the major lab companies that process these tests, and she got a handful of kits. Results come back in up to 4 days.
I'm doing as many as my lab gives us, which is maybe 3 or 4. Every time we use 3 or 4, we get 3 or 4.
Most private doctors who conduct this test require you to be an existing patient. Dr. Bergstrom doesn't take insurance, and she accepts any patient. Other doctors order the test but send their patients to do it somewhere else because it requires a lot of safety measures to protect staff from the virus. Bergstrom also offers another kind of test for antibodies in your blood. That would show you had the disease in the past and now might have some immunity. She estimates she's tested about 200 people so far.
Usually we can get them in by the next day, right now anyway.
To get these tests, you schedule a telehealth visit so Dr. Bergstrom can determine if you're eligible. And she has discretion to order a test for someone who might not fit the priorities of public health departments. She says her criteria for that nasal swab test include having symptoms or being exposed. It costs $425, including the doctor's visit. The antibody test costs $290, all in all. Bergstrom says she has to charge to cover costs, but she acknowledges that leaves a lot of people out.
The type of testing that needs to be done in our country is on the order of millions daily.
Outside the clinic, I meet Jessica, who's 27, and her boyfriend. They work in Congress, and she agrees to speak using her first name. A few weeks ago, Jessica couldn't get a test for what she suspected was COVID-19.
Fever, not too much coughing, but definitely shortness of breath and too tired to breathe.
Now she and her boyfriend want to know if she might have had the disease and have antibodies in her blood that could give her immunity.
It'll definitely make him less stressed.
If she has it, I'll assume that I probably had it too, but was asymptomatic.
The test Jessica took is sold by A2 Bioscience, based in Colorado. The Food and Drug Administration did not approve it, but granted emergency permission to use tests like these because of the pandemic.
I would caution you that all of these tests should be considered experimental right now.
Dr. Hannah Axelrod is an infectious disease expert at George Washington University. She says antibody tests play an important role in understanding how a virus moves in the population, although individual results are not always accurate. Even if they are, the coronavirus is new, and scientists are still studying whether getting infected protects you from getting it again.
I would want to know that a positive antibody actually translates into real immunity.
The testing landscape changes daily. More labs are making more kits. Some new coronavirus tests could use saliva and soon be easier and cheaper for doctors to offer. Bergstrom's patient Jessica got in touch with me after we met. She says her insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, agreed to pay for her antibody test. And she got her results. Negative. She says she knows the test isn't foolproof, but it was worth it. For WAMU, I'm Daniela Cheslow.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region, and you can support the regional coverage that matters to this community by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thank you.